Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Great to see you on Thursdays again. I apologize for those of you who haven't seen me here the last 2 weeks on Thursdays. I've been on Tuesdays. I think I went the easiest way out this week. The most obvious route to take, which is the first mitzvah that the Jewish people were given as they were leaving Mitzrayim, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in Parashas Bo. What? Oh, on Parshas Bo, we have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, source number one. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron be'eretz Mitzrayim lemor, HaChodesh azel lachem rosh chadashim, rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. This month is for you, as a Rosh Chodesh. It's the first for you of the Chadshei Hashana, and we know that this is the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Chodesh every month, we Mekadesh the new moon. As the month comes. And we know that originally in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, presumably you're writing from this time, right, the new month was not declared based on just seeing the new moon. The Beis Din had to declare it as a new month. You just pass the source sheet. Do you need a source sheet? I saw you looking. Here you go. We're going to look at a Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in source number 2 and source number 3, we're just going to read it in source number 2, but the same idea appears in the Rambam in source number 3. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh Kufn and Gimel, as well as in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says as follows. If you look at the underlined part of source number 2, Kolomar, Shemitzvah Zu Eina Mesura Lachol Ish Ve'ish, this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not given over to every single man on their own. Kamo Shabbos Breishis, Shekol Ish, Yimna, Shish, Yam, V'yishbos, Bashvi. It's not like Shabbos, where if you count 6 days, right, when the person is lost in the desert, for example, right, he doesn't know what day of the week it is. So the halacha is you count 6 days, day 7 is Shabbos. Every person you count 7 days, you know when Shabbos is. That's not how it works. Ashe kishetire lechol ish vish halavana shikva yomahu rosh chodesh. That everyone will just say, I see the new moon, it's Rosh Chodesh for me. That's not how it works. Rather, look at the next underline of a mitzvah zu lo yasa so lo olam zulas basin hagadol levad ube eretz Yisrael levad. This mitzvah, the only ones who can do it are the basin hagadol, the Sanhedrin that dwelled in the Beis HaMikdash and the Lishas Hagazis, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, if I was giving shir to a bunch of Amaratzim, which I'm not, but if I was, right, you would say, that makes a lot of sense, right? That makes a lot of sense. That halacha makes a lot of sense, right? The idea of every person making their own calendar seems a little ludicrous, right? Who should be in control of the Jewish calendar, of the schedule that we make? The Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great Bezdin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol should be in charge of that. You would, again, in Amma Aretz, not the people in this room, in Amma Aretz, would just say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's perfect. That sounds great, right? The problem is, it's a peladik Rambam. It's a wonderment, this Rambam, because it flies in the face of almost all the Gemaras, which seem to point in a very different direction. We're going to ask three major questions on this Rambam, two from the Ramban. One, interestingly, the Ramban, for some reason, doesn't ask, which to me is the most obvious question. I'm not sure why the Ramban doesn't ask it, but we're going to ask three questions on this Rambam. The first question is, and this is really, I guess, what the Ramban is asking with our third question, but it's just not true, right? If you look through the Gemara, it's clear that the Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, Nav Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, but the Gemara says that in order to do the calendar, in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar HaChodesh, whatever it may be, you need a basin of smuchin. They need to have smicha. That is clear in the Gemara. There's no source in the Gemara that needs to be a Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's question number one. Question number two, he asks, is historically this isn't true. If you look at the underline in source number 4 in that second column, the Ramban in his Hasagos on the Rambam says as follows, V'hine davar barvi aduahu shebeis nagadol batal me'eretz Yisrael v'afilu kodem achurban. The beis in HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol was batal 40 years, right, before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But we know that they were Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah, right? They were doing Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Re'iyah up until the times of Abaye and Rava. Many years later, right? Hundreds of years after the time period when the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, they were still being Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah. So says the Ramban, how can you dare say this thing has to be done on Sneh Shinah Gadol? We see that they were doing it well beyond the years of Sneh Shinah Gadol. Question two. Question three, which I said to me is honestly the most obvious of all the questions, is if you look in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, for those who have ever learned Masechah Sanhedrin, the opening Mishnah Masechah Sanhedrin divides that there are three types of courts. Okay? There's a basin of three, there's a basin of 23, there's a basin of 71. Right? A regular basin, a basin of three, Sanhedrin HaKat, Sanhedrin Katana, right, is basin of 23, and Sanhedrin HaGadol is a basin of 71. And the Mishnah outlines in detail what requires a basin of three, what requires a basin of 23, and what requires a basin of 71. And if you look in that Mishnah, it's on your source sheet, source number 5 on the second page, the Mishnah says, Iber HaChodesh Bishlosha. Iber HaChodesh is with three judges. The Mishnah doesn't even articulate it has to be with Smuchin. The Gemara says it has to be with Smuchin. But the question is obvious. The Rambam says what seems to be a logical comment, again, it seems to be a logical comment, which is that Sneh Shinah Gadol is in charge of Kiddush HaChodesh, but it seems to be fly in the face of everything that we know from Chazal and from the history itself, that's the Ramban is saying, from the history itself, is that there's nothing to do with Sneh Shinah Gadol. So the Bam Kasha, the big question on the Rambam, is what was he thinking? He was obviously thinking something. He obviously had a reason for what he said. The Rambam wasn't an Am Aretz himself, but we have to understand what is behind this Rambam. What I'm going to present today, unlike, I'd say, every other shiur that I've given this year, I'd like to say in the previous shiurim that there's a piece of me in the shiur, meaning I'm giving over something, whether it be an idea of my own or it just means bringing together sources in my own way. I'm going to tell you openly today that I'm going to say nothing of my own. I'm going to give you completely a Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. I even thought of adding in a few little ha'aros of my own, and I decided actually for the purity of the shir, this is Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. Everything that I'm going to say today, mamish, everything that I'm going to say today is directly from Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. I think it's worthwhile. I never had the zechus, maybe there are people in this room who sat in a shir. I never had the zechus to learn from Rav Soloveitchik directly, but there's nothing more enjoyable than a good Torah from Rav Soloveitchik that just sheds light on everything, and you're like, oh yeah, that's definitely what the pshat is, that's definitely what the Rambam meant here. And it's really a beautiful Torah. The Torah itself is recorded in three different places in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. You can find it in the Sefer Igros HaGrid. For those who are familiar with the Rav Ilson, who had his yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, who was a big Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik in his later years, Rav Ilson put together a sefer called the Igros HaGrid, which brings down some of the Torahs of Rav Soloveitchik. There was a sefer put together on Masechah Sanhedrin, one that is close to my heart because it was put together by a friend of mine, or by Jake Sasson, put it together just a few years ago, I believe in 2012 or so. I was learning in the Beis Medrash next to him, basically, when he was putting it together, and he was in Kol Elyon, and he was putting together the Torah of Soloveitchik on Masechah Sanhedrin, and it's found in a third place, which is the Sefer of Shiurei HaRav on Kriyat Shema and Tefillah of Rabbi Menachem Ganek. Rabbi Menachem Ganek was one of the top five Talmidim, certainly, historically, it is not debated, one of the top five Talmidim of Rabbi Soloveitchik, learned under him for many, many years, and records his Torah in the Shiurei HaRav. And we are going to go with Rabbi Ganek's Mesorah of it. All three are extremely similar. There are little nuanced differences in the way they record. They're extremely similar, but we are going to go with Rabbi Ganek's presentation this year. Rabbi, you can find it in all three of those places if you'd like to find it. And basically what he develops, Rav Soloveitchik, is that you need to understand that the Sanhedrin HaGadol played two very distinct and different roles. There was one role of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which was to adjudicate laws. There were laws that needed to be dealt with, specifically, let's say, Dinei Nefashos, or things that affected the expansion of the lands of Eretz Yisrael. There were things that were Beis Din oriented. When I say Beis Din, I mean it was them functioning as a court. They were functioning as a court, judging, ruling on cases, and certain cases go to the Supreme Court. They go to the highest level court. We don't judge that in a smaller level court. That's one level of law. There's a second role that they play, which what he calls Bitoras Hora'a, in the name of teaching on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And we're going to look at, again, this is not Rav Soloveitchik's writing, this is Rabbi Ganek's writing, recording Rav Soloveitchik's words. We're going to look in source number 6, and we're going to read a little bit inside to explain what exactly this means. Explains Rav Soloveitchik as follows. Vashar Nira Letari, source number 6, Bizeh, Da Rambam Savar, The idea that Sanhedrin Hagadol was batel, was negated once they left the Beis Hamikdash. Zehu dafka lagabe dinei nefashos. That's specifically regarding the idea of judging capital crime. Da hamakom gorim, because the place itself caused it. Masha ein kein bedin beis nagadol shel inyan hora'a. As opposed to this idea that Beistin functions as hora, adayin ha Beistin kayim. The Beistin have still stood. What does that mean? Shemalvad kol dinei beis nagadol haminim mishnah beis Sanhedrin. I know all those things that are in the beginning of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. I know all those things. Yesh gam kein din beis nagado shem amudei ha-hora ve'ikar Torah shebal peh. There's a role that Sanhedrin Hagadol plays that they are the place where Torah emanates from. They are the source of what we would call Mesorah. Maybe in modern day parlance we would use the phrase Das Torah. They are the source of, right, the thoughts of Klal Yisrael. Umehem choku mishpa yotze l'chol Yisrael kemavua rei shelchus mamrim. They're the source of where things come from. This wasn't batel. This wasn't negated when they left Lish Lagazis. And this form of Sanhedrin Agadol existed up until the times of Abai and Rava. And that's what it means, that this facet of Sanhedrin HaGadol was actually standing up until the time, right, of when the Gemara was finished. When the Talmud Bavli was sealed, that's when we know the Gemara says that that's Sof Hora'a, right, that's the language of the Gemara, Ravina Ravashi Sof Hora'a, which means that the end of this status of base Sanhedrin HaGadol lasted much longer, hundreds of years longer than the first status of Sanhedrin. So just to clarify what he's saying. Rav Soloveitchik is saying a basic idea we're going to now apply to different areas, but Rav Soloveitchik is saying the following idea in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling you that there are two ways Sanhedrin HaGadol functions. There's one way Sanhedrin HaGadol functions, which is they play the role of judging the most important cases. Dinei Nefashos, things that affect Klal Yisrael, they are a court, right? When they function as a court, they have to be sitting in the Lishos HaGazis in Eretz Yisrael, judging in that place. There's a second role they play as the Makom Hora Shel Klal Yisrael. They're the deciders of what exactly is going on in the Jewish people. They're the ones who make the decisions on behalf of the Jewish people. They can act as the form of, again, Das Torah, this assembly that emanates the thinking of Klal Yisrael. That's the role that they're playing when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. They're not even have to be the ones necessarily to be, again, it's not a matter of all 71 of them need to be on the Beis Din. The Beis Din itself could be a Beis Din of three, but the ruling has to come forth with the consultation of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's Rav Soloveitchik's big idea, which is why, just to answer the questions before, that's why it's not listed in the Mishnah Sanhedrin that you need 71, because it doesn't function that way. That's why it could exist well after, right, well after the times of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because they're not functioning here in the role of Sanhedrin HaGadol as a psak, they're functioning in terms of Hora as being the deciders of Klal Yisrael. Good? Okay. Now, this is like a total aside, but I think it's important. Actually, let's read the next paragraph, then I'll give the aside. If you look in the next paragraph, though, what Rav Soloveitchik explains is that it's not there are two ways to understand what we've said so far, and I want to be clear on what he is saying and what he's not saying, and the modern-day application historically of why this is the distinction is important. He's not saying Sanhedrin HaGadol gets to decide things for the Jewish people. He's saying Sanhedrin HaGadol represents the mindset of the Jewish people. Now, let me explain that clarification again. He's not saying they get to decide on behalf of the Jewish people. He's saying they actually represent the Jewish people. They are the people who represent it. So it's very different to say that they're deciding on behalf. It's their own thing. It doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. As opposed to, no, they're deciding, again, almost in consultation as representation of the Jewish people. Now, what does that mean? So if you look in the next paragraph, we won't read the whole thing inside. He explains this based on the Gemara and Brachos. The Gemara and Brachos points out there's a major distinction between the way we end our bracha of Shemona Esrei on Shabbos and the way we end it on Yontif and on Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos, what do we say? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Right? Hashem is the one who is Mekadesh HaShabbos. When it comes to a Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrael, right, Vazmanim, right? We say Mekadesh Yisrael. Why do we say that language? We say that because who are the ones who are Mekadesh to Chodesh? Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people. Now, it may be that certain individuals act, again, as the shluchim, as the messengers of the Jewish people, but it's not them doing it. It's all of Klal Yisrael doing it. Klal Yisrael was Mekadesh to Chodesh. Now, not everyone can do it, right? Not everyone's going to get together and do it, so some people can act on our behalf, but it's not a few individuals doing it, again, on their own. They're doing it literally as messengers of the Jewish people. They're standing in that place. Now, where does he get this from? So he has a lot of proofs to it, but he has one Tosefta, which is a fascinating source, to support this idea. If you look in source number 7, there's a Tosefta in Masech Sanhedrin, which says something very strange. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar ben Sadak Omrim, Ein ma'abrin es ha'shana, ve'ein osin kol tzorchei tzibur, ela al tnai. When they, says Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Bar Tzadok, they were only ma'aber the shana, or doing, right, kol tzorchei tzibur on tenai. There was a condition. What was the condition? Kadei sheyakablu rov tzibur alehin. That most of the Jewish people have to accept it. What? They do it on condition that everyone else accepts it? That's ridiculous. Since when do our leaders wait and say, you know what, right? Imagine Sanhedrin HaGadol, right, is dealing with a Dina Nefashas question, right? Imagine this in 2022, you can imagine it, right? We're going to judge the case, but we're going to put a Twitter poll out there, a social media poll out there. We just want to make sure that the masses agree with our decision. Before we put this guy to death, we just want to make sure that all of you guys watching the news along the way agree with our decision. That's not how we do things, right? Beis Din says, this is what we're doing, this is what we do, right? This is what we paskin. So what does it mean that they do it al tnai, that Rov Yisrael accepts it? Explains Rav Salvechik, because again, it's not Sanhedrin HaGadol gets the right to decide on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They're representing Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't accept Kiddush HaChodesh, yeah, that's actually how it would work, right? Klal Yisrael is the one deciding. It's not like when they act as a Beis Din. When they act as a Beis Din, they judge and we listen. When they act as the Hora of Klal Yisrael, they're representing the Jewish people. And when you represent the Jewish people, you actually have to represent their interests. You can't just say, this is what we're doing, and you guys have to follow along. Why do I say that's very interesting historically? So I just, this past week, spent the last weekend at a beautiful event. I work for NCSY. We had our national Yarche Kal event. Our Yarche Kal is we bring together hundreds of teens from around the country, mainly public school teens, to learn Torah during their winter break when their public schools are off, and they come to learn Torah. It's a beautiful event. At that event, I was there with my colleague, Rabbi David Bashefkin, who works for NCSY as well, and he gave a shiur on Shabbos morning, a very interesting shiur on the topic of Shemitah and the Soloveitchik family relationship to Shemitah. Why is that relevant to our discussion here? So he said something that I actually didn't know, which is really very relevant to this discussion, which is, he spoke about the fact that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and then Rav Moshe Soloveitchik as well, were very anti the formulation of an Agudas Yisrael. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik spoke out against the formulation of Agudas Yisrael. Why did Rav Chaim Soloveitchik speak out against this? Rav Chaim Soloveitchik felt, who are we as rabbis to decide what the Jewish people decide what's important for them, right? We don't decide on behalf of them. They decide. We can, again, act as messengers, and again, we can, it's not that Rabbanim aren't important, but we don't decide for them what, and he actually spoke out against the formulation of this organization of rabbis who make decisions on behalf of the Jewish people. He said the only time that ever existed, is what he writes, was in the Lishas Hagazis, when they had this Torah's Horah in the Beis HaMikdash, and even then, right, which is what we're saying now, it was still on behalf of the Jewish people. They weren't deciding for them. And our Soloveitchik, interestingly, historically, the Soloveitchik family was very against this notion of we decide for the people, right? The people decide, right, and then it's accepted. Similarly, I guess this is the one piece that I'll add, even though I'm sure that our Soloveitchik would have spoken about this, which is, why do we follow the Talmud Bavli over the Talmud Yerushalmi, right? So there are many different answers to this. Maybe this will be one of our discussions here. In the shir, I actually plug in the upcoming Yajrim, I wrote an article about this exact topic of why we follow the Talmud Bavli and not the Yerushalmi. There are many answers to that question. But if you look at the Rambam, his introduction to Yad HaChazakah, he says, what's the reason that we follow the Talmud Bavli or the Talmud Yerushalmi? This is the Rambam writes, because the Jewish people accepted it. That's what he writes. He says, this was what was accepted by the Jewish people. If you look around in the communities, they accepted the Talmud Bavli. That's why we follow it. We don't follow it because a Rav said, this is what we should follow. Klal Yisrael decided. We follow the Talmud Bavli. Klal Yisrael decided. This is, right, what we follow. It's a fascinating idea. It's an amazing idea, right, that even the Sanhedrin Agadol, it wasn't that they were the ones making decisions. They were acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They were doing this as a general source, a makom that was a shluchim, as messengers of the Jewish people. Now, how is this relevant nowadays? What does this mean for us? What do I mean, what does this mean for us? There's a very big question that hovers over the topic of Kiddush HaChodesh. This is not a new question, and this question is actually not dependent on our shir today. The question is as follows. They used to do Kiddush HaChodesh, they used to do Kiddush HaPiriyah, they used to see the new moon and say it's a new month. Okay, great. We lost that. We don't do that anymore. We follow a calendar that Hillel HaZaken put together, right? But how is that Kiddush HaChodesh, right? How every month? We just had a new Rosh Chodesh this past week, right? So who made it the new month? There's a mitzvah, daraisa, of Kiddush HaChodesh. So who did the Kiddush HaChodesh? Who was the one who was Mekadesh this month for us, right? It's a very fundamental, important question. So what is it? So if you look at the Rambam in source number 8, the Rambam says something that is not really particularly clear. The Rambam says as follows. V'davar zeh halacha l'moshe misinai hu. I'm going to tell you something that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Shebizman sheyesh Sanhedrin, koven al ri'yah. When we have a Sanhedrin in place, we're going to do ri'yah. Bizman she'ein shem Sanhedrin, what if there's no Sanhedrin? Koven al cheshbon zeh she'anu mechashen bo hayom, bein is kakin l'ri'yah. We're able to be koveya it through the cheshbon, again, through the calendar that we have, and we don't need a ri'yah. Again, how does it work? He just says there's halacha l'moshe Sinai that we don't do it al piriyah, we use the calendar. Okay, but who does it? Do we do a Kiddush HaChodesh? Do we declare it? I thought it has to be an Eretz Yisrael. What is it? What is going on here? In fact, the Ramban, in source number 9, we won't read it inside, the Ramban says he doesn't understand this Rambam. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The Ramban has a crazy Kiddush. The Ramban says that Hillel Hanasi, right? Hillel Hanasi was actually Mekadesh all the future months. Up until the Zman that Mashiach comes, he was Mekadesh all the months for the future. That's what he says. Now that's a peladik achidah. Every month for the rest of he sat there naming each month and saying, I'm Mekadesh. What does that even mean? Is question number one. Question two, again from a halachic standpoint, even more difficult question. If you look at source number 10, source number 10 is the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, recent, let's call it recent in Daf Yomi. Yeah, question. Yeah. There are different ways of recording the Ramban, which sound, there's some Rishonim that sound that way in the language of the Ramban. We're not against that now. There are those who sound that way in the Ramban, that somehow we're doing what they did back then. And yeah, so if you look at source number 10, so the Mishnah says, how were they Mekadesh the Chodesh? The Mishnah says, Rosh Beistin Omer Mekudosh, V'chol Ha'am Onan Achra Mekudosh Mekudosh. The Rosh Basin would say, we have witnesses who testify it's the new month, Mekudash. And the whole nation would respond back, Mekudash, Mekudash, right? According to the Ramban, we don't do that, right? Again, according to the Ramban, they did that back then. Again, they did that back then for every month. They said, okay, we're going to do, you know, every year they were saying, Mekudash, how does it work? So the Ramban himself, actually, to answer this question, says that the whole din of stating Mekudesh, Mekudesh, or Mekudesh, all of that, it's l'chachila, it's ideal. We can't do it nowadays, it's ideal, but we can't do it anymore. Because the Ramban is forced to say that because of his opinion. But the Rambam's not forced to say that. How do we explain this Rambam? So Soloveitchik has an incredible understanding of this Rambam, and he says the following. Again, when Sanhedrin HaGadol were Mekadesh, the month, even al pi ra'iyah, what was the role of Sanhedrin HaGadol? We didn't need all 71 of them to actually do the Kiddush HaChodesh. We know three judges did it. So what was their role? Their role was to say, Klal Yisrael agrees with this. That was their role. Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, we agree with this Kiddush HaChodesh. We put our stamp of approval on this. So nowadays, says R. Soloveitchik, we actually do it ourselves. We, every single one of us in this room, particularly in Eretz Yisrael, we say we agree with the cheshbon. We agree with the calendar. We are stating our agreement with the calendar. Now, how do we state our agreement with the calendar? What does that mean? How do we do that? So we just did it this past Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. We just did it this past Shabbos. What do we do? So look at source number 11. Says R. Soloveitchik. There's a minhag, right? That the Shabbos right before Rosh Chodesh, we're mevarich the Chodesh. What do we do? Yisodo gamkim yishem da'al yadezeh kov ma'chodesh nefaras ma'molad. What's the yisod? We're telling the Jewish people, Chevra, this coming Monday, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. In this exact time, in Eretz Yisrael, is the Molad. Why are we doing that? This is our chelek in saying, we agree, right? We're announcing, it's an amazing thing, it gives such beauty to the minhag. We're announcing publicly, Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh is going to be this, right, year, Monday, the Molad was at Exodus, this Chalakim in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, right? It's Ki'ilu, I hate to say Lahavdil, but it's like in a secular wedding when they say, right, when they're about to do the wedding, does anyone disagree with what's going on here? That's what we're doing. We're announcing Klal Yisrael, this is what's going on. We all agree? Yeah, we all agree, right? And he says, L'chein Hashatz Oched Sefer Torah, that's why the Shliach Tzibur holds the Sefer Torah, Da Sefer Torah Hum Etzarev L'chol Yisrael Yachad, it brings all Jewish people together. V'omer, and what does the Shliach Tzibur say? Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael, come join me. Dekedusha Chodesh Ba'ade Yisrael. Demekadesh HaChadashim. Memekor HaMekadesh Hu Ayde Niyog V'shmiras HaUmas Rosh Chodesh HaModem Farsas B'yas Rosh Chodesh. And the fact that we treat this day as Rosh Chodesh, that is the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's what the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant that Alach L'mosh Mitzinai is, when we can't be Mekadesh Al Pira'iya, we are actually being Mekadesh HaChodesh. I want you to understand what he's saying. It's a beautiful idea. The Ramban was saying they did it for the future, right? They did it every year in advance. The Rambam's saying, no, we do it every single year. We, as Bnei Yisrael, who treats us as Rosh Chodesh, we are actually being Mekadesh HaChodesh. Rosh Salvechi explains beautifully one last idea based on this same thing that didn't Bizman Azeh. There's a Gemara in Brachos, which is source number 12. It's our last source on the sheet. It's a halacha that many people know. In fact, I'll give another shout out. One of my rabbeim, Rabbi Ari Waxman, just did a poll on social media. How many people forget Yalav Yavo, the night of Rosh Chodesh? The night of Rosh Chodesh, I'm not going to poll you guys. I'm going to assume you all remember. How many people forget the night of Rosh Chodesh? So why do people forget it more the night of Rosh Chodesh? Because psychologically, we always know that there's a built-in leniency, which is that if you forget Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, right? So there's almost a built-in psychological leniency. I mean, it's not so important. It's not so important because I can forget it. Now, why is that the halacha? So look at the Gemara in source number 12. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav, Tov lo hisker shel Rosh Chodesh Arvis, Ein machzir noso. If you forget, right, you forget Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh of nighttime, you don't go back. Lefi she'ein based in Mekash and Zachodesh, Ela B'yom. Because based in was only Mekash Zachodesh by Yom. Now again, that doesn't make so much sense. Obviously, B'derech Kavod, it doesn't make so much sense. What does that have to do with me in 2022? Because, you know, almost 2,000 years ago, they only were Mekadesh al pi re'iyah in the daytime. Therefore, today, in 2022, I don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei at nighttime, but it's what to do with each other. They didn't do with it. Even back then, the Gemara deals with this. Machlokas Amaran. Even back then, that only makes sense in a Chodesh Chaser, in a Chodesh Malay, on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, doesn't make any sense either. So what exactly does the Gemara mean? So Rav Salvechik, it's not on your source sheets, I'm going to tell it to you outside, had a beautiful explanation of what this means. Rav Salvechik explains there's two reasons why we say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. There's two reasons. One reason is the same reason that we say it on every single Yontif. There's an idea of Me'ein HaMa'ora. We want to mention today is a Yontif. It's not a regular day, right? We want to let, in our tefillah itself, we want to make sure you know today is Sukkot. Today is Pesach. It's not a regular day. So even Chol HaMoed, which doesn't have the same necessarily Kedusha as a regular Yontif day, and it's also give its own, it's Yontif. As Kedusha's Yontif, Me'ein HaMa'ora, we mention it. We do that on Rosh Chodesh as well. Says Rav Salvechik, though, Rosh Chodesh, the Kedushas Yom of Rosh Chodesh, it's nothing like the Kedushas Yontif, right? That's what the no Isra Malacha, right? There's not, if you were only saying Yalav Yavo because of Me'ein HaMa'ora, you would never repeat Shmoneh Esrei, he says. You would just, okay, it's nice to mention it. If you miss it, that's okay, because the Kedushas Yom of Rosh Chodesh is different. But he says the second reason why we say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and it's the idea of this entire shir. Again, nowadays we don't do Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. So how are we Mekadesh the Chodesh? How do we do it? So says Rav Soloveitchik, because Klal Yisrael declares, today is Rosh Chodesh. That's how we make it Rosh Chodesh. We're Mekadesh the Chodesh when we get up and we say, today is Rosh Chodesh. Well, how do we do that? We say it in Shmoneh Esrei, right? Says Rav Soloveitchik, okay, that makes a lot of sense. You say it in Shmoneh Esrei, right? So we're doing what they did back then, which is Mekadesh the Chodesh. Well, when were they Mekadesh the Chodesh? Only during the daytime. So even though Bizman Azeh, we're not Mekadesh al Pi Re'iyah, we're being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. And if we're being Mekadesh L'Chodesh the same way they were back then, then you can't do that at nighttime. So Ksenor Salvechik, it fits in beautifully, right? This whole idea that we are the ones who are Mekadesh L'Chodesh, that's only during the daytime. So the reason why we don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei at nighttime, even though we're not Mekadesh al Pi Re'iyah, is because you can't be Mekadesh L'Chodesh at nighttime, and our declaration of our Shmoneh Esrei really is itself a declaration of Kiddush HaChodesh. So I think, again, besides, I know we just passed the Rosh Chodesh, but I think it gives a beautiful, besides the fact that, you know, I wouldn't say this about my own Torah. It's definitely, I think it is what the Rambam meant. Again, I say that with not my arrogance, it's not my Torah. I really think it must be what the Rambam meant, because the questions on the Rambam are so strong that it's almost impossible to understand the Rambam with our Soloveitchik's Torah. So that's point number one. Point number one is just to appreciate, if we do anything today, we appreciate the amazing godless of our Soloveitchik and the Torah, and the Torah that he was able to develop. But number two, I think there's something really powerful about the way that we think about Rosh Chodesh, the way we think about our role, right, in Rosh Chodesh, and the way that Klal Yisrael itself, and we, when we say it in Shmoneh Esrei, when we do the Mevarch in the Chodesh the month before, it's an amazing thing to give like a real power to what we're doing to it. It's not just a, you know, a remembrance of what was in the past. We're literally being Mekayim the Din of Kiddush HaChodesh, and we declare Rosh Chodesh in our Birchas HaChodesh and in our Shmoneh Esrei. Everyone have a great day.